foundation. Ye saints of the Lord, it is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who forever to Jesus have led.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 102. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with his chosen people Israel, and the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the old covenant with Israel and formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. We always like to start out by reading the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And today's passage of Scripture is from Joshua 4:19, which reads, "And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho." Regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote in their commentary, "The 10th day of the first month is the month of Nisan, 4 days before the Passover and the very day when the Paschal Lamb required to be set apart. The providence of God having arranged that the entrance into the promised land should be at the feast." The name Gilgal is here given by anticipation. It was a tract of land, according to Josephus, 50 stadia, 6.5 miles from Jordan, and 10 stadia, 1.25 miles from Jericho, at the eastern outskirts of the palm forest, now supposed to be the spot occupied by the village Rehob. Today's quote about the Bible is from Elizabeth Elliot. She said, "The Word of God I think of as a straight edge which shows our own crookedness. We can't really tell how crooked our thinking is until we line it up with the straight edge of Scripture." I concur. Our topic for today is titled "Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho and Hazor 2, Part 8, from the fine book, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The battles of Ai. After Jericho, the next objective was Ai, a town located on the central plateau. After reconnaissance, Joshua decided that the town did not need the entire army. So he sent 3,000 men To his dismay, his troops were routed, and 36 men were killed. Joshua immediately went to God to ask what was wrong. God told Joshua that the problem was that someone in the camp had stolen from Jericho. Joshua gathered the nation and explained the situation. At this point, they began a process of selection by using lots. It would seem that the purpose of this process was to give the guilty party a chance to confess and ask for mercy. Since that never happened, the process worked down to Achan ben Carmi. When Joshua confronted him, he finally confessed, and he and his family were stoned. Their bodies were covered with a mound of rocks as a warning to future generations. Following this, Joshua turned his attention again to the town of Ai. He picked a larger group, 30,000, and followed God's strategy of setting an ambush. While the people were permitted to take spoil from Ai after it was conquered, the town itself was burned. It is likely that any spoils taken included harvesting the crops of the fields left behind. With this victory, Joshua and his army had a major foothold on the central plateau and had, in essence, divided Canaan. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us understanding of your holy word. Help us then to obey it, to live by it, and to apply it to our lives. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.